Are you ready? It's time for another great infotaining show filled with power-packed business and life information. Welcome to Your Future Is Now with your host, Jim Grant, and co-host, Don McGrath. Want to know how to create a fantastic TED Talk? Or how you can become an author or a speaker or build your own online business? Maybe it's reaching a level of success in your life that you deserve. Their show is designed to provide information to assist you towards your success and destiny. Each week, Jim and Don will interview a special guest and share exciting lessons. So grab a pen and paper. Take some notes. Thanks for joining the show. Now, here's Jim.
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant. Your Future Is Now is brought to you by SpeakersPathway.com. And at SpeakersPathway.com, we have a whole bunch of complimentary gifts there for you on our webpage. Just go to SpeakersPathway.com and click on complimentary gifts. Each one of our executive training directors has a free complimentary gift for you. Also, Dandy Don, he has TEDx training, free gift for you. And speaking of Dandy Don, he is out speaking this morning. We're broadcasting live from Phoenix, Arizona. Dandy Don has been summoned to speak again. He's been speaking every day like the Energizer Bunny. And he has been replaced today by one of our members of the Speakers Pathway Coalition, Kimberly Miner. Kimberly, are you there? Say good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing great. And just for the folks listening out there that may not know you, you've been on the show before a couple of weeks ago. Would you be kind enough to share a little bit about yourself with the folks?
Sure, absolutely. So I'm Kimberly Miner. I am the founder and owner of Holistic Living Health and Wellness. And we actually provide a podcast. And I'm also a keynote speaker and a new and small business strategic coach. So a lot of things going on at Holistic Living Health and Wellness.
Absolutely. And that's not all. She is our first chapter training director here in Phoenix, representing the Speakers Pathway Coalition. Dandy Don and I are so pleased to have her in this capacity. It is simply amazing. And yesterday, ladies and gentlemen, we were at the iNetwork Expo put on by Robert W. Jones and Sean Jones. Robert is the founder and president of Network Together. In addition to that, he is also married to his boss, the CEO, the lovely, the beautiful Sean Jones. She is the CEO of Network Together. And Kimberly, you and our guests, we're going to introduce in just a moment. Both of you were there. Both of you were working. What can you tell us about the event?
It was an amazing event. We had probably around 200 people there yesterday, and the amount of energy that was there, the amount of professionalism that was there, the amount of networking that was going on. Robert, his vision has been amazing, and what he's created, he's taken something that was just something that was a thought, and he has created where we now have, in the Phoenix area, 17 chapters, and then we have another chapter in Utah. And then we have these iNetwork Expos where we consistently have, you know, 200 people coming to not only the members, but from the public to see what is going on in Network Together. And we just keep growing the more and more that the word gets out. So people should definitely look out for, you know, the news for the next expo that will be coming out in the future.
Absolutely. And I couldn't have said that any better, because when it comes to networking, I mean, these folks, they bring people together to really network, to be able to build communities, help one another, promote each other's businesses. And it's just a wonderful thing. Yesterday, I was chosen. I was very fortunate to be selected to sit on the sales and marketing panel. And there was a lot of great information there shared with the people about how you can, you know, get from where you are to where you want to be. My specialty that I talked about was branding and marketing, because you got to have a good brand. You got to have a good marketing strategy. And, you know, that you've got to also have a good story. We're going to be putting on an event Saturday, tomorrow, here in Phoenix for a select few people. We're not interested in putting in a bunch of people in one room just for money. We're doing limited to about 20 seats because we're focused on quality. And they're going to learn about their brand, their marketing, and their storytelling, because all three of those have to be in perfect harmony. And speaking of Robert W. Jones, he's had a brainchild of an idea for some time. He's been wanting and very desirous of the fact that he wants to be able to have a radio podcast to help get the word out about Network Together. And Kim, I'm going to let you introduce our guest so she can share a little bit about herself with the audience, if you would, please.
Absolutely. I'm so excited that we have a special guest here today, Donna Gingwa, and she has been with Network Together for a number of years now, and she's become a dear friend of mine, and she is the backbone for Robert and Sean continuously. So we are so excited to have her as a guest on the show today.
Thank you, Kim.
Absolutely. Thanks for being here, Donna.
I'm excited.
It's a wonderful privilege to have you on the show here, Donna, because Robert and I, and we've talked about you quite a bit. It's all good, and he's very excited about what you're going to be doing with iNetwork Radio. But how did you get to know Robert? And share with people a little bit about your background, who you are. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you. So I am the owner and founder of High Energy Performance Coaching. I moved back to Arizona after being gone for 25 years and found Network Together and immediately joined, and it became my tribe. And it is a place where we can grow together and learn together. And one of Robert's quotes that I love the most is, we all deserve to compete and we all deserve to eat. And it creates a family community that is unlike any other I've ever seen.
You're exactly right. And you know, Kim, I know you can attest to the fact when Donna says she found her tribe. Ladies and gentlemen, can you just imagine finding a group of people that love you, they like you, they take care of you, they got your back, they will help promote your business? Because that's what we, when I say we do, because I'm part of the Network Together family. And Kim, I know that you really appreciate what they're doing there. And you're very much, very much involved with Robert and Sean, aren't you?
I am. I myself am one of the facilitators for the chapters, and then also I'm on the educational board, and I love nothing more than being part of Network Together. It gives me a sense of being part of a community, and that's one of the things that Robert talks about, is that it's a community effort, and that's very much what the philosophy, the atmosphere that we try to create in every single one of the chapters, is that people feel like they, when they come, they're part of a community that is there to back them up, that they, every time they leave and they've given their 30-second commercial, that they have a sales force that's going out to create as much business as they can for them. And Donna herself, you know, is on the executive board, and she is, you know, part of the event committee. And so she is constantly helping and making sure that things go without a hitch in every single event that Network Together has. So we're so grateful to have Donna, and she's been such a enlightenment in my life. She's an attestment to what most people are like in Network Together.
Well, thank you, Kim. Well, that goes back to you as well, because we've developed an incredible relationship where what we do is different, but it's the same, and it comes together. And I wouldn't have met you without being in Network Together.
Right.
And I think the first time I met you was at one of our facilitator meetings.
I think so.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And what a shame it would have been to not have you in my life. So.
Exactly. We're here to share, love, and help each other in this world.
Well, and I think one of the things, Jim, I think you'll agree with this, is that in business, and Donna too, is that if you don't give forward, you can't get back.
You're so exactly right. And, you know, the thing that I wanted to point out to people that I saw yesterday was the panel that Dandy Don was the MC of. I guess you call him the MC. He hosted it, and he was the guy asking the questions of the five people up there. And it was a health and wellness panel. And ladies and gentlemen, this is not your typical rah, 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 you know, sell this, sell that type of an event. This is about caring and sharing. And yesterday, I saw some people there sharing from the heart. The one gentleman, my goodness gracious, talked about the loss of his children and how he coped with that. And that's the type of heart that they share there. It's not only about, you know, how to better market yourself and how to be a better person, but it's about giving back to the community. And we got about 2 minutes left before commercial break, but I just want to very quickly mention, and Donna, I want you to fill in a little bit more about this, but Sean, we had Robert and Sean on the show last week. She blew me away when she started talking about the human trafficking women's panel they got coming up. Could you share a little bit about that, please, Donna?
Absolutely. That is coming up in April, and we are excited to be able to share that. One of our pillars in Network Together is community service, and human trafficking is a subject that is everywhere, but we do have a large problem with that here in Arizona, and we want to bring awareness to the numbers that is going on in our own community. And although it's a very sad subject, it is something that we can't do anything about as a community unless we have awareness to it.
You're exactly right. And, you know, the thing that I really like about what Sean is doing, she talks from the heart. She gives from the heart just like Robert does. And I know everyone with Network Together does. In fact, having a heart and giving is a prerequisite to be a leader and be on the board of Network Together. You can't buy that position. That's just the way they're wired. And that's just the way they're made. That's why they're mine and Don, Daddy Don's kind of people. And doing what they're going to do there. I'm going to tell the story very quickly about the 15-year-old girl that was kidnapped. They found her in Florida, and she got back home. Bless her little heart. She was pregnant and had AIDS. And that has just really pricked the heart of a lot of people. And that's what one of the things that event's about. And we're about ready to break for tunes. We'll be right back right after these messages.
SpeakersPathway.com is the proud sponsor of Your Future Is Now, a show dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the vision and mission of Speakers Pathway. Dr. Sony Jackson's expertise is on the art of marketing while cultivating a long-term customer relationship in your business world. Do you know what to say or how to deliver your message to complete strangers? If so, Sony can help you. Tamara Hunter is a cancer survivor and works with people to focus their message or mission to the audience they want to reach. Do you feel called to create a movement to make the world a better place? If so, Tamara can help you. For additional information from any of our executive training directors, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
The official 4th of July party was held at the White House in 1801. But did you know that countries other than the U.S. celebrate American Independence Day or July 4th? Denmark, Italy, Portugal, and England all have 4th of July parties. In fact, the British celebrate their independence with bungers and fizzgigs, otherwise known as firecrackers, just like in America. Squib is slang for an electric match used in pyrotechnics. Our dog celebrates July 4th every year the same way, by cowering under the bed. Many European celebrations take place, of course, at American military bases. I'd like to send a special thanks to all our armed forces stationed around the world for everything you do to provide freedom and independence to America. It's marching day.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant. Your Future Is Now is proudly sponsored by the Speakers Pathway Coalition. If you want to know more about us, just go to speakerspathway.com. And when you do visit us, please click on those complimentary gifts and pick up some complimentary, one or more complimentary gifts from our executive training directors. One is Mr. Bill Heinrich. He specializes in helping people get clarity in their mind, because that is the first thing that you got to have in place before you can be successful in any kind of a business. And next comes branding and marketing, and we're going to be putting on the branding and marketing workshop. Branding and website, that's handled by Mr. Preston Martelli. And also Dr. Sony Jackson, she handles marketing, and they're just experts in the field. We're so fortunate today to have Kim Miner. Kim is one of our members. She is our newest chapter training director for Speakers Pathway Coalition, our boots on the ground, eyes on the ground here in Phoenix, Arizona. That's where we're broadcasting today. And we're broadcasting live, even though Ben is way back in master control there in studio number one in Tyler, Texas on Toganet Radio. And we're so glad to have Kim with us today. She is filling in for Dandy Don. He's on the road. He's speaking. He is a speaking geek. If Don would, he'd rather speak than eat when he's hungry. Isn't that right, Kim?
That is true. He has been on a mission. So I think when the end of the week comes that he's going to come crashing down. I've never seen a man speak so much in a week.
You know, he has spoken it just anywhere and everywhere he can, because he really loves speaking. He is a speaking geek. If you would like to know more about TEDx training and how to be a good speaker and how to present yourself and share a good story, please get in touch with Dandy Don at the website, speakerspathway.com, or you can email him at don@speakerspathway.com. And before the break, we were talking with our guest today, Donna. And, you know, Donna, I got to admit that we were talking about the heart of Robert and Sean Jones. Yeah. And they were talking about human trafficking on that ladies' committee. Would you be kind enough to share a little bit more about the women's panel?
Absolutely. So that's going to take place in Mesa, Arizona on the 22nd of April. And anybody, it is open to the public. It is, of course, open to Network Together members. You can go to ntevents.net and find all the information on there for this absolutely powerful subject. And bring awareness to what we have going on with our children. So this is there's going to be a panel of women who are huge movers and shakers, influencers in Arizona, and it's about a 15,000 foot view, if you will, of the statistical numbers that, you know, from 20 years ago, 10 years ago to now, in the problem that we have. And we, as an organization of Network Together, really want to make an awareness and open people's eyes to what is going on around us and how we all as a community, whether you're in Network Together or, you know, you just live here, we're still a community, and how mm-hmm. we all can do our part to help in this critical problem that is, you know, hurting our children.
Absolutely. And it destroys a lot of lives, too. And that's really amazing. Even though it's a women's event and they're going to give some good pointers for ladies how to put their best foot forward in life. But men, you know, this is a problem for the community. You need to get it up and get it in gear and get over there. And this is an old master sergeant here talking to you. I'm a retired master sergeant. But sincerely, you think about it in anything that you do, whether it's take on a cause like this, or if you're in business trying to promote yourself, it takes a community working together to be able to help one another and accomplish the goal. And that's what Network Together is in a nutshell. And I want to get into the iNetwork Radio that's going to be coming up later on. They're going to be starting. Donna's going to be the host of that. And it's been a brainchild of yours and Robert Jones for some time. Would you like to talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. So I came into Network Together and became a co-facilitator with Robert, and about a year and a half later became the facilitator for the Scottsdale chapter, where I still currently facilitate. And Robert and I have had this vision and this dream to do a radio show for Network Together. And we've had this dream about 2 years. And, you know, timing is everything in life, right? Energy is comes in its perfect time and a perfect place. And that time is now. And we are really excited to announce we are launching the iNetpreneur Radio Network. And I am the host. Robert is my co-host. And Sean Jones is our specialty host. So we're very excited. This is a way that we can pay forward the value to all our members and friends and help our members get a fresh set of eyes on the secret sauce of their company through Network Together and iNetpreneur Radio Network.
I keep saying iNetwork is iNetpreneur Radio. Thank you for correcting that. And all of this will be put in the description of the show, including how to find NT Events website there, so you can find out more about the women's panel coming up. And is it in April? I think it was, Donna. Is that correct?
April 22nd in Mesa, Arizona.
In Mesa, Arizona. Okay, good. All those descriptions will be in the description. So, ladies and gentlemen, please share that with anybody that you know that might be interested, especially those in this area. If you're visiting the Phoenix area, please put that on your agenda. And we've had Robert on the show several times, and we've had Sean on the show one time by ourselves, and then last week we had both of them on the show. And I tell you right now, it was fun for us to have them on the show. They're super people. And talking about the iNetpreneur Radio, that's going to be a huge, huge blessing to a lot of people, because speaking is very, very critical in getting your message out. And that's one of the pillars. Yeah, that's one of the pillars of Network Together. Would you like to share a little bit about that, Donna?
Yeah. So, you know, in our chapter meetings, that's our small stage setting. And that's where you have a safe environment to help your members and we all help ourselves every time we go in learning how to speak and get your message across to people so that there's excitement in what you do and how you say it, because presentation is everything. So we are huge on, in fact, we in Network Together have our own speakers bureau, which Kim and I are both members of. I'm very, very excited about that.
Yeah, that's very important, because I like the way you say that, that you put on safe stages, because that is very critical for someone that suffers from glossophobia. And if it's okay if I share a little personal story about me, for decades, I suffered from glossophobia. And it all started in my fifth grade when I was to give two oral book reports. The word oral just scared me to death. I didn't know why. I didn't even know I had a fear of public speaking. That's what glossophobia is, fear of public speaking. And it came full circle for me after I came off of Operation Desert Storm active duty. My unit went away, and the only place I could find was with the in the Army Reserves was with a bunch of instructors, and they taught me how to become an instructor. And it just petrified me. So therefore, I have created a course, How You Can Conquer the Fear of Public Speaking. If you'd like a free copy of that, just let me know. Get in touch with me, jim@speakerspathway.com. I'll be glad to give it to you, because Donna, what you guys do, and I know Kim, what you guys do there at Network Together, putting people on safe stages in front of a small group is a huge blessing. And I know you've seen people go and grow from that, haven't you?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, we've watched people who've begun with Network Together who have had no experience whatsoever, and I've watched people literally, their hands and body just shake as they get up to do their 30-second commercial, and then watch them over the months get to the point where they're not shaking, they have confidence in their voice, and their focus in their purpose in their message is the clarity is very crystal clear, and you just it's exciting to watch that grow. And one of the philosophies of Network Together is building that confidence, building that education. One of the things that Robert and Sean thought that was important is bringing that educational piece.
Absolutely.
To network together, to the chapters and stuff. And that's one of the things that we do is that we, as the educational piece, is that we go out into the chapters and we provide opportunities of what it means to interact with another business person. What does it mean to have a one-on-one with them? What does it mean to give a crystal clear 30-second commercial? Because if they can do it in a safe atmosphere, then it allows them to have the confidence when they go out in public.
It does. And one of my favorite things is when you have somebody who's new and their voice is really super soft when they first talk. And then later, as they become more comfortable, you hear that power that comes from within and the power of self-secured, self-worth. Mm-hmm. It is a beautiful thing to watch them explode in their business.
Yes.
I love that.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, and they're the ones that are willing to raise their, all of a sudden they're the ones raising their hand that they'll go first or they'll volunteer for something.
Absolutely.
And I'm always taken back, like, really? That's so awesome.
Right? You know, and I would be remiss if I didn't mention, you know, not only is our education committee and network together, I mean, absolutely outstanding, but as a facilitator and co-facilitator, it is also the job of all of us who have that role to also step in and help our members with their speaking and with their 30-second commercial, because we take everything we do at Network Together extremely serious. I mean, we have a lot of fun and we're family, but we want to help each other more than anything, and I want to help all my members in my chapter grow and bloom.
And ladies and gentlemen, I have personally seen that. I've witnessed that. And Network Together is all about building people up. And if someone is up there speaking and they got the shakes and shivers and all that for their 30-second commercial, as Kim said, they'll be more than happy to come up and support you and help you. And we got a break for commercials. We'll be right back right after these messages.
This show, Your Future Is Now, is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people to find their future. Is fear holding you back from your calling or your life mission? Do you struggle with taking that first step? If so, Bill Henrich is our catalyst to help you create perspectives with new possibilities that will bring you more peace, more joy, more love in your life and freedom. Do you struggle trying to build your strategy? Do you know how to reach your end results? If not, Gigi Ames is your expert in strategy and helping you create your step-by-step game plan to reach your finish line. For more information on creating the life you want to live, reach out to Bill Henrich. Or if Gigi Ames can help you with building your strategy with your end goal in sight, go to SpeakersPathway.com. That is SpeakersPathway.com.
It's words you never heard.
Did you hear about Wesley, the golden retriever puppy from Michigan that was fitted with braces? Before you think this is a bona fide insanity, Wesley was born with teeth that were so crooked he couldn't shut his mouth all the way. This was affecting his ability to eat properly. So his owners took him to the Harborfront Hospital for Animals and Veterinary Dental Solutions, where a doggy orthodontist prescribed him a set of braces. And now, pictures of Wesley smiling with his bright, shiny braces have been circling the internet. With all that metal wrapped around their teeth, some would think that most dogs would become Bruxellmaniacs, but not Wesley. He doesn't mind the braces at all and is now able to eat his food with gusto. A Bruxellmaniac is someone with an uncontrollable urge to grind their teeth.
It's words you never heard.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Words.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant. Your future is proudly sponsored by the Speakers Pathway Coalition. And our website is speakerspathway.com. Dandy Don is on assignment today. He's going to be speaking. In fact, he's speaking right now. And there's two things that Dandy Don loves to do. One is speaking. If you give him a chance to speak, he'll do it in a heartbeat. Yesterday at the IE Network Expo, they needed to fill in real quickly to host the panel. He says, no problem. He went out and he did a superb job. And the second thing that Dandy Don likes to do, ladies and gentlemen, he lives in Colorado Springs. He loves to get out there under that beautiful blue, azure blue sky out in Colorado. He gets way out in the boonies. And to be honest with you, Dandy Don just loves to get high. He does. He's a rock climber. He's one of the world famous rock climbers. He's written 6 books, and he's just a dandy guy. Since he's on assignment, we're so blessed to have one of our members of the speakerspathway.com with us today. She's also our first and only chapter training director in Phoenix, Arizona, Kim Miner. Kim, welcome to the show again. Welcome back. Please share a little bit about you and tell the folks how great we are at speakerspathway.com. I'll pay you later.
Yep, the invoice is already on its way, just so you know.
Okay.
I'm so happy to be here to help fill in. I know that Don, if he could figure out how to be in both places and do this both at the same time, he would. So I'm happy that I was able to try to fill his shoes. So a little bit about myself is that I have actually been here in Arizona for 3.5 years now. I'm originally from Michigan, so I am so happy to be here in Arizona, where this time of year I get to take advantage of the nice weather versus the freezing cold. And it's been an easy transition to get used to not having to put tons of clothes on, gloves and hats and everything else, and try to warm your car up and scrape the windshields and stuff, and then get in the car and try to get warm, and then have to go through that whole process all day long. So I'm enjoying the warmth of Arizona very easily. So I've spent time traveling around trying to learn all about Arizona, and very actively trying to meet as many people as possible, because when I moved here, I moved here on my own and didn't know anybody, and I have seemed to have found a great avenue and network together to build quite a family. You know, they say you can't choose your family, your blood family, but you can choose your other family. And
your adopted family.
Yeah. And I've done a fantastic job of bringing so many amazing people into my world. So I've been busy working and building.
Absolutely.
It's really amazing. I like the way you put that, and I love the way Donna filled in about the adoptive family, because the other day, ladies and gentlemen, I'm driving out here from Texas, coming to Arizona for the iNetwork Expo event, and for our event we're putting on Saturday and Sunday, and I called up Donna, and first time I'd called her, and I said, hello there, how you doing today? And she says, I'm doing fine. She says, who is this? I said, this is your long-lost cousin, and she automatically adopted me just right there on the spot.
Donna, we are now cousins.
That's right. And it's official, because she just verified it on the air there. You know, ladies and gentlemen, when Donna and Robert started talking about the iNetpreneur Radio, they're going to be putting that show together. They're going to be kicking it off on a podcast. It's going to be available to all their members. And it's really about getting the voice out, because speaking is very, very critical in your business. Because no one knows your business better than you. And if you've got a good brand and a good marketing, and you're able to tell your story to get your message across to people, it's a win-win-win situation. And iNetpreneur Radio is going to be doing that for the benefit of the members. And I think you guys are going to be hosting members on the radio show. Is that correct?
We certainly are. And we are excited, because it is the Network Together iNetpreneur Radio Network, but it's Network Together's radio show as well. And we are going to be doing something different that really hasn't been done before. And we're going to be talking about becoming an entrepreneur versus a business owner. These are just some of the topics, and how influencers can impact on becoming an expert in your field. And we're not just going to talk about the triumphs and challenges, but we're also going to discuss the important information of the personal, professional, and profitable ways our guests can create the impact they seek in their life. And we want to help be that voice for them.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you something. It's really a wonderful thing to be able to use your voice, to use the power of the podcast, and be able to help people get their message out, most importantly. Like I tell people, it's just like being a host on a radio show or speaking on a stage. It's not what you want to say. It's what do the people, what do they need to hear?
Absolutely.
Speak from the heart. And we do that consistently here on the radio show. We do it at our Speakers Pathway Coalition. And I know Network Together, you guys were, you know, the heart is what holds everything that you guys believe in. You hold it dearly to your heart because that's who you are. You operate from the heart. And I simply love that. And Kim, you've been a part of that. And I know you're excited about what they're doing there with the iNetpreneur Radio. And I bet you can't wait to be a guest on there too, huh?
Oh, absolutely. I absolutely look forward to it. And, you know, I think this is just one more step in the journey of Network Together. And I think one of the things that most people should know, number one, about Robert Jones is that his whole intentions, it's all about giving.
Absolutely.
That man is the biggest giver. He is one of the number one things that he says to every single person he meets is that all you have to do is call me.
Oh.
Call me, call me, call me, call me, call me. That is the number one thing he says. He is always available to do whatever he possibly can to the best of his ability. It's always about giving and giving forward and teaching that. And I think those that he brings closest to him are the ones that reflect what it is that he is all about. They had, in order to be close to Robert, you have to be a giver.
Absolutely.
Because Robert is all about giving. And if you want to be part of his tribe, you have to understand what giving means.
Absolutely. And I, you know, I'd be remiss not to mention Shawn Jones.
Absolutely.
Shawn is the CEO, and, you know, she is behind the scenes, makes everything happen.
Yep.
But that woman, if I called her at 2 in the morning, she
yep.
would answer that phone and say, Donna, what's wrong? How can I help you?
How soon can I be there?
Yep. I mean, it is an incredible thing to be with people and to have them be honored to be their friend and be a part of their community that has such a giving and loving heart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're exactly right on that. If I could put my two cents in and interrupt you, lovely ladies, I appreciate it. When Don and I came on the scene, we were speakers, and Robert and Sean didn't know us from Adam, and they just gave us a fair chance to prove if we're the real deal, if we have really a heart, or if we're in it just trying to make a buck or whatever. And if you're trying to make a buck or something, go on down the street. That's just bottom line. And I'm going to ask Donna if she would be so kind as to share the websites, how they can find out about the event coming up in April, how they can find more about Robert and Sean Jones at Network Together. Would you be kind enough to do that for us, please?
Absolutely. Network Together's website is www.networktogether.net. And you can also go to ntevents.net, and that gives a calendar of everything we have going on in Network Together. All of our chapter meetings, all of the events coming up, everything that is Network Together. Network Together, we put on over 1,000 events a year. 1,000 events.
Wow.
And when you join Network Together, this is one of the things that was dear to my heart, is that you join one chapter, you join them all. So you're not pigeonholed.
Yeah, that's really neat, because if you're in one chapter and you're over in the other part of town in Phoenix or wherever they go to, I mean, you're just, you know, you're a member. You're welcome.
Yep.
And it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. It's also a wonderful way of being able to get to know other people who are interested in your success. And that's what really impresses me about the network together people. They're concerned about your health. They're concerned about your wealth. But most importantly, they're concerned about your welfare and your well-being. And I've seen that over and over again. I saw it yesterday on that panel when that gentleman, was his first name Gene, I think it was. If I remember, I met so many people there yesterday. But he talked about the loss of his children and what they went through. And I mean, he got a lot of encouragement and a lot of people thanking him for sharing his heartbreaking story with us.
Absolutely.
And you don't find that at events, ladies and gentlemen. You normally find these people up there that pop up on the stage like hot popcorn. Hey, how's everybody doing today? Well, you know, he or she doesn't really mean that. But to come from the heart, that's what Network Together is about. And Kim, I tell you, you know, having you fill in for Don today, Dandy Don is just so thankful to have you filling in. And, you know, you also have a podcast. We got about 1 minute left. Would you share with the people about your podcast?
Sure. I have a podcast that runs Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. It is the Kimberly Miner Podcast, Your Best You. So I continually bring guests in to help others to empower themselves to figure out what it is they need to do for themselves personally to be successful in their journey, to get past their own selves. And I've actually had Donna as a guest on my podcast, and she's just one of many that bring so many vital pieces of information to people to give them insight. Because if you follow distinctly what somebody else tells you, you can't be successful. You need to figure out pieces of material of how that integrates into who you are as a person and how that works for you so that you can build a future.
And don't be afraid to ask for help.
Yeah. We'll be right back right after these messages.
Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com, and just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people define their future. You may have heard that a picture is worth 1,000 words. Well, a video is worth 1,000 pictures. Koji Simaldi says, if you're not using video in 2019, you're going to get left behind. Most people feel lost or confused when it comes to marketing. Preston Martelli is a marketing guru whose strategies are both art and science in growing your business. Preston helps you make the right decisions that are predictable, measurable, and scalable. For additional information about Koji, Preston, or any of our executive training directors, go to our website at speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
Know that besides home and work, Americans spend more time at the mall than anywhere else? There are 50,000 shopping malls in the United States alone. The Mall of America, located between Minneapolis and St. Paul, is the largest in the world, with more than 500 stores. What's a word for a person who is a compulsive shopper? An oniomaniac. Studies have shown that women will buy more if they hear their heels clicking on the floor. So designers often use hard flooring in hallways. Of course, the stores want customers to spend all their coopity-coop. That's another word for money. Well, I gotta run. There's only one more shopping day until tomorrow. My husband said if I don't quit shopping so much, he would leave me. Lord, I'm gonna miss that man.
It's marching day.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant. Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. We are so glad that you're listening to us today, either live or by podcast. Please be sure and subscribe to the show, and most importantly, share the show with others. And all of our shows are on Jim Grant Live on YouTube. All of these links that we've mentioned on the show with Network Together and the NT events, all of this will be listed in the description of the show, so you'll be able to click on it when you go to toginet.com, just /shows, or click on shows, scroll all the way down, because it's alphabetically, Your Future Is Now, we're at the bottom. Click on that and you can download any of our shows, look at our shows, listen to them, whatever, and we'd just be glad to, you know, to be a part of your life, and we really do appreciate that. And today we have a very special guest on our show. We've got a young lady filling in for Dandy Don, because Dandy Don is on the road. He is speaking. And there's two things he likes to do. He likes to speak, and he likes to climb rocks. And if they give him a choice of which one he wants to do first, he'll say speaking. But I say, well, I don't know about that. He may want to go out and get high and climb rocks, too, because he loves climbing rocks. He really does. He's a world-famous rock climber. He's got a podcast on it. And we're going to be mentioning all the websites, like I said earlier, on the show here in the description. And, Kim, I tell you, when it comes to Network Together, what – him and what Robert W. Jones and Sean Jones and Donna is doing there, my goodness gracious, with the I. They're going to be having the iNetpreneur Radio. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let me say this. If anything that you've heard on this podcast sounds good to you, be sure and visit networktogether.net. Get familiar with Robert W. Jones, Sean Jones, all the people associated with them, including Kim and Donna and everybody else, because guess what? We're coming to your town. We're going to help you party down, because Network Together is a going and growing community. Am I right on that, ladies?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, Network Together is the largest independently owned, non-franchised networking group in all of Arizona.
Wow, that's really amazing. You know, it's just what amazes me, and I know exactly what attracts people, because the same thing that attracts others attracted me and Don to Network Together. And that we saw a group of people who cared about promoting one another, helping one another grow. They cared about giving back to their community. They cared about giving back to their youth. And again, I'm going to mention about how Sean Jones is putting on the women's event there about human trafficking and the way young girls especially are abducted. I mean, bringing community awareness to that for all men and women, because guys, you need to attend that too. And Donna, would you be kind enough to share a little bit more about that in the website where people can say, hey, tell me more?
Yeah, so that event is going to be April 22nd, held here in Mesa, Arizona, at the Holiday Inn, 4:30 to 6 o'clock. And we will have a panel of some influential women and who are going to bring awareness to this. It's a 15,000-20,000 foot view on the statistics of numbers and how we as a community can help. Because, you know, at the end of the day, everybody is a sister, a mother, a daughter, you know, to somebody. And yes, young girls are getting abducted, but honestly, let's not forget, young boys are getting abducted too. Mm-hmm. And this is a tragedy that we as a community, as a village, need to have awareness to how we can reach out and help stop this.
That's what it takes. It takes a community effort and a community educated community reaching out and saying, enough's enough. We're going to pull together. And when people want to change the world, they do it one at a time, but they do it together in a community effort. That's the thing that I see across the board everywhere inside the entire arena of Network Together. And Donna, I know you've been a very big part of that. And again, for the folks maybe just tuning in, would you share just a little bit about who the position you hold with Network Together, and share anything else about Network Together you'd like to?
Sure. So I am the facilitator for the Scottsdale chapter. I've been on the board of Network Together for 4 years, and I help with all of our expos, all of our events, our big events we put on, We help put this together. The board sits as a community, and we put these together. We vote on things that we're going to run through. It is a very organized company. It's a very organized business, and we hold what we do in a very high standing because we touch everybody's lives, and it has to be held in such a way that we go forth with the utmost integrity.
Absolutely. And Kim, I know you're very much involved with them, and I know you're a member of the Speakers Pathway Coalition at speakerspathway.com. But one of the things that Dandy Don and I, since we're the founders of speakerspathway.com, one of the things that really floors us, and Kim, you're a big part of that, is when we bring someone in, they come in as a new member, and they get find their way and find out what's the best avenue for them. And then they turn around and tell us how great we are. And we're going like, wow. It kind of, takes us back a little bit. And I know, Donna, that you've probably seen the same thing. People come in and they're kind of like, well, I'm going to give you a vote of faith or confidence. I'm going to join network together. And you've probably seen some wow moments about that. Would you be kind enough to share something?
Absolutely. So I've seen people come in who are competing in the same industry with other people. Many people are in the same industry, but there is room for everybody to do business together. So this isn't about, just your pigeonholed into there's only one person who does real estate or one person who does finance or insurance. Everybody can come together and work as a team, because we honestly, there's thousands of members. Our online presence and network together is huge. There's over 8,000 downloads a month on network together.
And that's really amazing. And when you're talking about that, if it's okay if I share this with you, ladies and gentlemen, it reminds me of the book of Proverbs. King Solomon wrote most of Proverbs, and even history proves that he was the smartest man that ever lived and the richest man that ever lived. And he penned in Proverbs 11:25 that the generous person, by watering others, will be watered themselves. And that's a prerequisite. Notice you got to be a blessing to someone else before you can be blessed yourself. And one thing I've learned in life, and I know Donna and Kim, you both will agree with this, you cannot outgive the master giver. He will take care of you. Am I right on that?
Absolutely.
Every time.
And it's really amazing. And Kim, you're our first and our newest chapter training director in here in Phoenix, representing the speakerspathway.com. And we're so glad that you accepted that position. And what does that mean to you to represent us?
It's an amazing privilege. I am so blessed to have had Speakers Pathway come into my life. It has been that key difference of where I was and where I am today. Network Together provided me the avenue to reach Speakers Pathway, and then Speakers Pathway has taken me further in my journey. And so Speakers Pathway allows people to take what the skills that they have and learn how to pull them out, define them, and refine them so that they can go where it is that they're looking to go. There's nothing more that I can say that it is worth the time and effort, because the people behind Speakers Pathway, it's all about what can I do for the people, for the members.
Well, thank you so much for that very kind testimony. And you know what, ladies and gentlemen, when she was talking about speakerspathway.com, the thing that came to my mind is that, gee, that sounds just like what they do at Network Together. Am I right on that, Donna?
Absolutely. And that's why, you're a part of Network Together. Network Together is a part of Speakers Pathway. I mean, it is just a beautiful joint ventureship relationship family.
The shared vision.
It is a shared vision.
It really is, and that's what brought us together. It was the vision of our hearts. Robert W. Jones and Sean Jones, they think like Don McGrath and Jim Grant does, and we're all about giving it forward, paying it forward, helping people, because when you're looking to help someone, the very first thing you got to do is love yourself so you can love others, but most importantly, look at them and their pathway of life. Don't ever forget where you came from. And remember those that helped you, it's your responsibility to help others. And that's what it's all about. That's what makes this world so special, is when you see that in action, oh my, that's why people flock to network together. And I mean, it's just a blessing to be a part of that. So please go to networktogether.net, read up on these people, because they're coming to your town. You want to be ready to take full advantage of that as they go and grow across the United States. Now is the time to mentally prepare. And I know if you contact Donna, she would love to talk to you, because she'd love to talk to her old long lost cousin on the phone the other day.
I absolutely would. I welcome anybody to reach out to me. So again, my name is Donna Guinois. I am the owner and founder of High Energy Performance Coaching. I help people find their energy vampires and get their life back in balance and control. And you can reach me at my personal business email, highenergyrightnow@gmail.com. And I'll be happy to answer any and every question you have.
Thank you, Donna. That's High Energy. High Energy
right.
What?
High Energy Right Now.
High Energy Right Now. At gmail.com, and all those email addresses and websites and all those things will be in the description. We've had a wonderful time having Donna on the show. And most importantly, thank you again, Kim, for filling in for Dandy Don. And I'll let him know that he better be on his toes, because...
Yeah, absolutely.
Donna, truth,
I'm on truth his is, heels.
Right? Donna, truth is, I better be on my toes. But we've really enjoyed having both of you lovely ladies on the show, being able to share so much about the upcoming iNetpreneur Radio and Network Together. And ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in. Hope you have a wonderful weekend. I'm Jim Grant. We'll catch you on the flip side.